BBC News with Nick Kelly. The United Nations Security Council has backed a deadline of next Tuesday for Syrian forces to end their offensive against the opposition. The Council called on Syria to implement urgently its commitment to pull back troops and heavy weapons from population centres. The deadline is part of a peace plan put forward by the UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan. Barbara Plett reports from the UN.
Kofi Annan was clearly sceptical about Syria's commitments. He told the General Assembly the government had claimed a partial withdrawal of troops from three cities. But reports of alarming numbers of casualties continued, and he said he was waiting for fuller action and information. He said the opposition had promised to observe a ceasefire if the government fulfills pledges to end military operations by April 10th. But he urged both sides to issue clear commands to local fighters to ensure violence ended by the morning of April 12th. And he stressed the importance of moving quickly to a political process to prevent a return to hostilities.
The International Committee of the Red Cross says it has been given permission by Syria's government to visit detention facilities. The ICRC says its representatives will visit Aleppo Central Prison. It's been trying for months to see those detained in the unrest. The right-wing Italian leader Umberto Bossi has resigned as head of the Northern League, the separatist party he founded and led for many years. He left his post following a financial scandal engulfing his party. The party's treasurer is under investigation, and there have been suggestions party funds may have been used to fund expenses of Mr. Bossi's family. He denies any wrongdoing and says he is resigning for the good of the movement. Scientists have expressed concern that one of the world's biggest killers, malaria, is changing in ways that may make the disease effectively untreatable. New data suggests that drug-resistant forms of the parasite responsible for malaria have emerged on the Thai-Burma border, 800 kilometres away from the sites in Cambodia, where it was first detected 3 years ago. Writing in the medical journal The Lancet, the researchers say that if these parasites are found in other areas of the world, eliminating malaria might prove impossible. The designer of one of the world's most famous and enduring sports cars, the Porsche 911, has died. Ferdinand Alexander Porsche was known to his colleagues as F.A. Board owner reports.
Ferdinand Alexander Porsche fathered one of the longest-running and most successful models in the history of sports cars, as well as a design icon. With its sloping roof, long hood, and noisy rear-mounted engine, the Porsche 911 still carries distinctly recognizable elements from the first model introduced in 1963. Describing his design philosophy, Mr. Porsche said that a product that was coherent in form required no embellishment, as it was enhanced by the purity of its form. His design career did have a slow start, though, as he was dismissed from the Ulm School of Design because of doubts over his talent.
World News from the BBC. A senior figure in Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood movement, Khirat al-Shatr, has formally registered to stand in next month's presidential election. He was cheered by supporters as he arrived to hand in his papers at the election committee headquarters in Cairo. The Muslim Brotherhood, which was banned for most of the last 64 years, now enjoys widespread public support and is the dominant force in the Egyptian parliament. With the French presidential election just weeks away, the incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy has said only he can guarantee economic stability in turbulent times. From Paris, here's Hugh Schofield.
The most important of the economic policies centre on the need for fiscal responsibility. If he's elected, then later in the year, President Sarkozy said he'll get voted through a constitutional change committing France to a balanced budget. Styling himself as the man who steered France through its most severe economic crisis in modern times, he launched a withering attack on the socialists, whose candidate, François Hollande, he said, was promising nothing but a festival of new spending.
State radio in Malawi says the president, Bingu wa Mutaharika, will be airlifted to South Africa for medical treatment following a heart attack. The 78-year-old leader was initially taken to hospital in the Malawian capital, Lilongwe. Mr. Mutaharika first took power in 2004 and was re-elected 5 years later. His policies angered many Western countries, which cut aid to Malawi in 2011 after opposition protesters were killed. And a 23-year-old student from Arizona, Cody Kretzinger, has pleaded guilty to hacking into the computer systems of the entertainment company Sony. Mr. Kretzinger admitted stealing information from Sony, posting it on the website of the hacking group Lancek, and then bragging about it on Twitter. Sony said the stunt cost the company around $170 million. The attack on Sony was one of several high-profile hacks the group carried out last year. Mr. Kretzinger could be sent to prison for up to 15 years. BBC News.